The Green Patrol is back in Sherbrooke for a 12th season, raising awareness of good environmental practices. The patrol will visit residents, as well as schools and day camps, to answer questions on waste management, pesticides, and drinking water. Now, the City of Sherbrooke has officially launched the activities this past week, and today, my guest on the line is Francis Lepage. Hello.
Hello.
So you are the manager for waste management. I guess we could say that in English, but really in French, how would you say this?
Oh, I'm actually the chef de section gestion des matières résiduelles for the City of Sherbrooke. So I manage the waste management operation here at the city.
We really appreciate you taking the time today to enlighten us about the program that's taking place around the City of Sherbrooke.
Yeah, it will be with great pleasure that I will talk to you about what the patrol will do during the summer months. So like you mentioned, there is two teams. One that looks after or promotes the waste management good behavior, I would say, and one that looks after environmental protection.
So how do they do this? Do they actually go around the city looking in people's garbage cans or what?
Well, on the waste management side of things, there are different activity or task that the Green Patrol will do. One of them will be to walk around the city and look at the citizens' waste bins to identify the contaminants that are present in the waste bin and to provide information and guidance to citizens on how to optimize their waste management behavior at home to make sure that what is recyclable or what can go into the organic waste bin will go in the right bin, actually. So yeah, there is walking around the city and meeting with people and looking at their waste bin. So we're looking at the waste bin audit, that we would say.
So do they do this when people are home? And if they find a problem, do they speak to the person right away? Or how does this work?
Well, usually they work during regular office hours, so during the day. So sometimes they will go at some houses and people will be at work or not present. So we have various communication tool that will allow us to leave the information to the citizen that the Green Patrol will visit. And it will tell them a bit of what the patrol did and what they found, and also give the citizen the possibility to call the patrol to have more information. And in some cases, people are at home, and then we can exchange with them and discuss about waste management.
So now this is the 12th year, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So what are some of the common problems or common behavioral problems, if you will, that that they do find?
Well, on the regarding waste management, there's always a bit of concern during the summer months regarding the organic waste bins. People are sometimes concerned about odors
right.
or things like that. But the patrol is there to give them tips on how to manage their organic waste properly so it doesn't create any issues. And because it is possible to do so without any odors or other issues that are related to organic waste. So that's why the patrol is so important, because it's a direct contact with the citizens, and they can answer their question right away. And it helps us changing behaviors from people that are worried or have concern about how doing their organic waste properly.
And what about recycling? What are some of the things that people do wrong in recycling?
Well, recycling, a lot of time the problems we'll see is, some contaminant are present, but also it's taking the time to manage the space in your bin, so to allow you to maximize the space, because a lot of times if, let's say, someone bought something that would come in a large box or something like that, they will put the box, without unfolding it into the waste bin. So it will take a lot of space. And once the bin is full, well, they will use what should be going into the recycle bin and put it where there's room. So
right.
It will probably go in the general waste bin,
right.
Which we don't really want to happen.
No, so, I mean, it takes a few minutes to just fold the cart and kind of make it smaller. It's really not that big a deal, but a lot of people don't want to take the time to do that.
That's it. So this is one of the issue we're facing, and some contaminant like plastic bags, or sometimes plastic is a bit confusing because they don't always have the arrows or the number saying that it is recyclable on the item you're using or consuming. So sometimes people get mixed up a little bit on that front. But
I think you can't throw away soft plastic like a grocery bag or something like that. Doesn't that do something to the machinery at the recycling plant or something like that?
We're telling them, the message is that it shouldn't be going in the recycling bin at the moment because of the type of operation we're running. But yeah, there's a bit of confusion on that front sometimes. So that's when we find contaminant in the recycling bin. But there's a lot of information on the city's website, so we invite citizens to go and visit our website, and also they can call us not only when during the summer months when the patrol is here, but all year long if they have questions. So we're here to support our citizens and their good behavior and participation in our waste management program.
And so that would go for pesticides as well?
I might talk to you a bit about the environmental protection activities that the Green Patrol will be doing too. So pesticide is definitely one of the top priorities. So it's a similar approach on the environmental protection side, where the patrol will go walk around the city, meet with citizens, and inform them on various challenges or issues regarding environmental protection. So let's say for pesticide, they will meet or walking around the city, they will see someone will use pesticide or hire a firm to spread around pesticide on their lawn.
Right.
They'll put a sign saying that they were pesticide that were put on the lawn. So at that time, the patrol will meet the citizen and explain to them the importance of not walking on the lawn after it was spread on their lawn, and also inform the citizens on other ways to keep a nice lawn without using pesticide.
Okay.
So this is one of the key things they will do regarding pesticides. Also, one of the main things they will be focusing on this summer is they will go into day camp to meet with kids and to inform them about the importance or that even if you're not actually physically living or doing something close to a river or a lake, whatever you're doing and wherever you're doing it, it has an impact on the water surfaces that are around the city you're living in because of runoff water. So they will explain to kids the importance of what does runoff water, how does it impact rivers and lakes surrounding, let's say, the city of Sherbrooke. So that's something new this year because we see a lot of the impact on rivers and lakes around Sherbrooke that comes not necessarily just from activities around or on the banks of those rivers and lake, but coming from further away because of the impact of runoff water. So that will be something that they will look at this summer. And also the importance of maintaining vegetation cover along river banks to limit erosions. The erosion of the river bank, because when dirt or erosion takes place, it's a contaminant in the water. So we want to avoid that, and this can be done by maintaining a vegetation cover along river banks and lake banks. So they will meet citizens that live along rivers and lakes to inform them about the importance of vegetation cover. And we also have in link with that information they will be providing, we have a contest for our citizens where they can register online by visiting our website from June 2nd until July 11th. And the prize is actually $500 value in plants and trees to put along your riverbank. And it will be the Green Patrol that will actually be helping out by planting those trees and plants for the winner of the prize. So that's a great prize, and we invite our citizens to visit our website and register online for the contest.
That's good. Well, you've given us a lot of valuable information today, and when we do see the Green Patrol coming our way, we can be ready with questions, I would imagine.
Oh, they're definitely open to all questions, and enjoy helping out our citizens with questions regarding waste management or environmental protection. So feel free to talk to our Green Patrollers or to call them here in our office. And it will be with great pleasure that they will answer your questions.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate you taking the time to explain all of this to us today.
Well, sounds good. And have a great summer to you and all the citizens.
Well, thank you. And we've been speaking with Francis Lepage. He's the manager for waste management here in Sherbrooke.